"Can I have one of those?" Sully had asked Diefenbaker outside the funeral parlor where Pags was lying in his silk-lined box. "I never had a Dunhill."
"Whatever floats your boat."
Diefenbaker sounded amused, as if he had never been shit-scared in his life. Sully could still remember Diefenbaker standing in the street by that overturned kitchen chair, how pale he had been, how his lips had trembled, how his clothes still smelled of smoke and spilled copter fuel. Diefenbaker looking around from Malenfant and the old woman to the others who were starting to pour fire into the hooches to the howling kid Mims had shot, he could remember Dief looking at Lieutenant Shearman, but there was no help there. No help from Sully himself, for that matter. He could also remember how Slocum was staring at Dief. Dief, the lieutenant, now that Packer was dead. And finally, Dief had looked back at Slocum. Sly Slocum was no officer, not even one of those big-mouth Bush generals who were always second-guessing everything. And never would be. Slocum was just your basic E3 or E4 who thought that a group who sounded like Rare Earth had to be black. Just a grunt, in other words. But one prepared to do what the rest of them weren't. Never losing hold of the new lieutenant's distraught eye, Slocum had turned his head back the other way, just a little, toward Malenfant and Clemson and Peasley and Mims and the rest, self-appointed regulators whose names Sully no longer remembered. Then Slocum was back to total eye contact with Diefenbaker again. There were 6 or 8 men in all who had gone loco, trotting down the muddy street past the screaming, bleeding kid and into that scourgy little ville, shouting as they went football cheers, basic training cadences, the chorus to Hang on Sloopies, shit like that. And Slocum was saying with his eyes, "Hey, what you want? You the boss now. What you want?" And Diefenbaker had nodded.